This article is entitled A Dream Becomes a Reality by Nicholas Tangen. A synod secures funds for Lutheran University of Nigeria. The Lutheran Church of Christ in Nigeria, based in northeastern Nigeria, is one of the largest Lutheran denominations in the world, with approximately 2.5 million members. Education is a core value for this church, whose faith-based primary and secondary schools in the region have a nationwide reputation for excellence. But opportunities for higher education are limited for its students, with most universities located in the southern part of the country. Every region has its own catchment area, said Archbishop Musa Philibus, who told a staff of Minneapolis Area Synod, its companion synod, during a recent Zoom call. So students, when they graduate and apply for higher education, must have as their first choice a university within their own region. Only as a second choice can you apply to a school outside your own region. So already we have limitations for our young people. According to the LCCN, nearly 60% of all eligible students in Nigeria won't find placement in the country's relatively few universities, a fact further complicated by patterns of religious, ethnic, and political discrimination. In state schools, Christian students are often excluded from courses related to medicine, engineering, and law. These limitations have long been in the minds of LCCN leadership, who imagine a university that could provide educational opportunities and hope. So, in 2020, the church began taking steps to build the Lutheran University Nigeria in Demsa, a semi-rural village in an Adamawa state. We think that the church is going into this dream of a university will be a huge response to the concerns not only for the Lutherans, not only for the church, but for the wider community, Philibus said. The university will offer 27 majors, and Musa hopes to have at least 500 students enrolled when it opens. The nearly 400 acres acquired for the university sit next to Demsa Hospital, a public facility operated by the Lutheran Church there, and Musa envisions Demsa as a teaching hospital where university students can receive training in healthcare fields. But making this dream a reality involves a long process of application and approval with the National Universities Commission, which oversees all university development in the country. One of the final steps was to secure a $500,000 gift, the amount required in the bank to establish a university, in reserves prior to construction. In November 2020, the LCCN General Church Council voted to designate one Sunday each month to collect a special offering for the university. But the task of raising $500,000 in such short time was really a challenge. In 2021, Philibus contacted Ann Svenningsen, Bishop of the Minneapolis Area Synod, and asked the synod to consider raising that amount while he worked to purchase the land, to drill the wells, construct the buildings, and identify teachers. The synod and LCCN have worked together before on projects in Nigeria and in the United States, and their relationship has grown meaningfully over the years. Craig Pedersen, the bishop's assistant to the bishop for congregational vitality, says, "With Archbishop Musa's election, our relationship was energized. His presence is a real catalyst for a lot of the work we do together, and Bishop Ann's trip to Nigeria has been equally important in making this relationship tangible and incarnational. This close relationship and the vision outlined by Philibus gave the synod the courage to agree to his request. In October 2021, after synod council approval, Svenningsen and her staff launched the Lutheran University Nigeria Fund. The campaign aimed to raise $500,000 by the end of 2021, and all 144 synod congregations were asked to contribute. In a video sent to rostered ministers, Svenningsen reflects on her hope for the future impact of the university. She says, as we partner with our Companion Synod in Nigeria, we can imagine 100 years from now, Nigerians reminiscing about the start of the Lutheran University in that country and the remarkable way that God has blessed them through that vision. In just 3 months, the Synod raised $535,000 and secured a $150,000 ELCA World Hunger Grant to contribute to the project. At the Synod's 2022 assembly, Philippus spoke by Zoom to offer his thanks, celebrate the milestone, and share updates about the university's progress. Bishop Ann and the Synod Assembly, what an exciting day, what an exciting moment for me to join you in this assembly. I want to say thank you for your indescribable generosity and support. Thank you for your friendship and your companionship and your love. We are deeply grateful. With the funds secured, the LCCN is continuing the approval process with several steps to come, but Philippus is confident that in the next few years, the university will be able to offer a full slate of programming. With faithfulness, commitment, and collaboration from partners around the world, the vision of launching the Lutheran University of Nigeria is becoming a reality.